Unit 10. An interview with the Director of Nutrition for McDonald's.
McDonald's, and of course some other fast food chains, have tried to make their food healthier. There is a great variety and new menu items meant to appeal to the health conscious. To find out more about this issue, we invited Cindy Goody, Senior Director of Nutrition for McDonald's USA. She has developed plans that align with McDonald's U.S. food and nutrition strategy and provides nutritional science expertise. Welcome to our show.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here and talk about this issue.
People don't eat at McDonald's for the nutrition, so what are you doing about that?
We're making nutrition more mainstream at McDonald's today. In the past couple of years, we've launched fruit and maple oatmeal and blueberry banana nut oatmeal. Premium chicken sandwiches have buns made with 8 grams of whole grains. With the launch of the new Happy Meal, which automatically includes smaller-sized kids' fries, we've also reduced the calories from 230 to 100. There's an automatic inclusion of apples, and we now reformulated our 1% chocolate milk to fat-free chocolate milk. All of that came from careful listening, to moms in particular, and recognizing that people are becoming more mindful about what they're putting in their mouths.
Adding healthy options may make people feel better about eating at McDonald's, but those healthy options could still have a lot of sugar, sodium, and fat. Can you really make processed foods healthy?
Yes, absolutely. We've also launched a new breakfast sandwich, the Egg White Delight. It has 250 calories compared to 300 calories in the Egg McMuffin. It's 100% egg white. It's prepared fresh on the griddle and served on an English muffin made with 8 grams of whole grains. That will be the new standard for the Egg White Delight sandwich, as well as the Egg McMuffin.
What about the Big Mac and fries? Can you make those healthier?
If you eat too much of any one thing, it's not going to be healthy. So we're striving for variety and balance here. We're in 120 countries. Other parts of the world have transitioned or been selling whole grain Big Mac buns to their customers because that's what their customers were asking for. U.S. customers are not asking for their Big Mac to be on a whole grain bun.
Eating fast food is linked to obesity. As a dietitian, how do you help fix that problem?
We are committed to expanding and improving our nutritionally balanced menu of choices. We're also working on decreasing the amount of calories, saturated fats, and added sugars across our national menu of food choices. We've committed to an average reduction of 15% in the next few years. There are a lot of factors that affect obesity. It's not where you eat, but what and how much you choose to eat. So we took a leadership position in posting calories on our menu boards several years ago. A place where we're striving to provide even more nutritional information is helping people understand how they can customize when they visit our restaurants. If you don't want tartar sauce on your fillet of fish, save yourself 90 calories.
How often do you eat at McDonald's, and what do you choose?
I'm a mom of a 4-year-old, and having gained the prerequisite 30 pounds during pregnancy, I was able to lose all that baby weight. I don't have a fast metabolism, and I eat at McDonald's once or twice a day. Really. Plus, I work out the recommended 5 hours a week. I may eat an Egg McMuffin and apples, but my new thing is to have either a hamburger or a double hamburger, no cheese, 2 bags of apple slices, and an oatmeal cookie, and still keep it under 600 calories.
Do you let your child eat Happy Meals?
We've started with bites of a Happy Meal. She enjoys McNuggets, hamburgers, small bites of fries, apples, fat-free chocolate milk. All these foods fit into the context of a daily diet when consumed in appropriate amounts.
What other changes will be made to make the Happy Meal healthier? How will you change marketing to children?
We're looking at ways to crack the code on offering vegetables to kids. Kids love carrots. We've not quite figured out how to offer them in a way that they'll be enjoyed regularly. We committed a few years ago that 100% of our advertising to children will feature either a nutrition or a balanced, active lifestyle message.
You think the meals at McDonald's are healthy and nutritious?
I do. It is possible to eat from the recommended U.S. Department of Agriculture My Plate food groups when visiting McDonald's. It's about choice. It's about customization. It's about looking at the calories on the menu board.
Thank you, Ms. Goody, for answering all these questions.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much for inviting me.